Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off select styles plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
A little after 1:22, this is a beautiful afternoon, a busy afternoon downtown. Wow, you should see the crowds. Welcome to Johnny Rabbit at your service in KMOX. And for the next hour and a half or so, we're going to have some specially selected participants to talk about some subjects of their interest and hopefully of yours too. And also on AI, artificial intelligence. Suzanne Corbett will talk in the next hour about food. She's a great food historian and writer. We'll talk about some of the old restaurants too and how today AI is being used in restaurants. We'll hear from Monica Adams, longtime radio TV personality, to tell what she's doing these days, something you can look in on. And from his comfy confines near the nation's capital, we'll hear from retired CBS Radio White House correspondent Peter Mayer on his thoughts on what's going on with the presidential election, especially with artificial intelligence. And we'll also hear from Paul Weiss, president of OASIS, a great educational organization. I'm very proud to be one of their regular program presenters. But let's start with a guy I first worked with when I did the Johnny Rabbit Unusual St. Louis features on Channel 5 Show Me St. Louis, Jordan Palmer. Jordan, that's been a long time ago.
Almost 30 years ago.
Oh, my gosh.
1995.
I didn't know it was that long. Oh, boy. Jordan, you've been very busy, especially recently. Your name comes up all the time. You have gone digital now as editor of The Morning Light. You'll find that only on the Internet. Am I correct?
That's correct. Actually, I'm working for the Jewish Light now, and The Morning Light is our morning daily Monday through Friday email newsletter that I send out each morning with sort of a look at sort of the Jewish news and the Jewish media, but with a local flair, but with some national and international samplings, but just really to kind of get your morning going and with a little bit of a smile.
Well, how did this come about to have a digital participant in the Jewish Light company? I guess, well, the newspaper has been around for how many years? Do you know, Jordan?
Over 60 years.
Oh, my God.
The Jewish Light's been around. I actually found my own bar mitzvah entry from 1980. But basically, what happened was the newspaper, like any media entity, you needed to...
Something happened to Jordan. I don't hear him anymore. Jordan has disappeared. We've had a few issues this afternoon. So Jordan is not there. Maybe you can reconnect with him somewhere. A team of experts now at all the controls, running back and forth. It's like a cartoon. It's like a Looney Tunes cartoon. You just see him go. I expect the Roadrunner to show up at any moment outside the window. But anyway, as Jordan, as he said, does this Morning Light It's about blog or whatever you want to call it. It's several stories each day, and pretty much they all relate to St. Louis. I don't think we're going to get Jordan anymore. He's gone. Boy, oh boy, that's a shame. Well, we're sorry to hear that. And I know, but he wanted to talk a lot about artificial intelligence. He's become quite an expert in that. You know, of course, I don't know where he started, but my relationship with him on Channel 5 on television, and then he moved into the newspapers, and now the newspapers are moving into digital, like radio stations doing our digital things as well. And I was talking to Jeannie Venn recently, a couple of days ago. Jeannie, for many years, was the concierge of the Chase Park Plaza Hotel. She's now retired, lives in Phoenix. And she said she read about a book that was in the Morning Light called Shelf Life by Martin Snyder. I don't know if I was going to ask Jordan if we get him back, if Martin is from St. Louis, because I'm pretty sure the book is set in St. Louis. It's a novel. It's fiction, but it's kind of based around Edison Brothers Shoe Company. So if we get him back, we'll talk about it. And I got a nice note, too, from Peter Mayer about an article on him in the Morning Light. Peter, decades long, and decades long, CBS Radio White House correspondent. He'll be along with us around 2:30-ish this afternoon. And he was featured in the Morning Light about something that he is in, because he has now become a museum relic. And those are his own words. So, now is Jordan back with us, do you think? Let's hear. Jordan, are you there again? Jordan says we don't hear Jordan. Jordan, it's...
I'm here.
Oh, there he is right now. Look at that. That was a great disappearing ad. You were like Blackstone the Magician at the American Theater. Just amazing.
I apologize. I'm not sure what happened there.
Who knows what happens in technology today? Do you ever have any tech problems with what you're doing digitally?
Only when the internet goes out, of course.
Of course.
Happens now and then. But other than that, no.
I was just mentioning Shelf Life, a book that was in the Jewish Light, or in the Morning Light, anyway. Martin Snyder, are you familiar with that? Do you recall that book?
Vaguely, yes.
Is it supposedly a St. Louis book, or set in St. Louis?
I believe it was set in St. Louis, yes.
I have to find that book. It sounded very interesting. And Peter Mayer, who will be along later on, you had a nice article about him. For an honor. Hey, it's the Jordan Palmer Fan Club. There they are. Look at the excitement.
I apologize.
Oh.
Yes. Peter Mayer, interestingly enough, has... I grew up idolizing Peter Mayer and recently have been able to connect with him in the...
Uh-oh. I think it's the end of Jordan Palmer for today. Jordan, maybe the dog is chewing your telephone cord or something. He's got one of those old-time... rotary dial, stand-up phones, a candlestick phone. Anyway, sometimes they just don't work. Well, we'll get back. We've got more people to talk to, and we'll get Jordan on again sometime. Because I really wanted to hear about what he had to say about artificial intelligence. Well, we're going to take a break and see what's going on, see who's next. Our guests will today include Paul Weiss of Oasis, Monica Adams from TV fame, Suzanne Corbett of food fame, and the just mentioned Peter Mayer as well. I'm Johnny Rabbit. We're at your service here on KMOX.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable, because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes, and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW. Countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And one of the things I want to talk to Zan Corbett about, I don't know if she knows about this, but she's a collector, I know, of recipes and menus. She'll be on another 20, 25 minutes from now. Delicious Orders of the Day. There's an exhibition with over 200 menus, but it's not locally, unfortunately. It is at one of my favorite places, though, the Grolier Club. The Grolier Club is in Manhattan, hard to find. I mean, people don't seem to even know where it is. There's no sign or anything like that. But if you ever get there, you can look it up on the internet. I guess it's Grolier, G-R-O-L-I-E-R, club.org, probably. But it, menu collecting is a thing a lot of people do. There are people who collect, of course, matchbook covers. Now, those are a little hard to find these days, where everybody used to have matchbooks, boxes, or the flip-top matches. And of course, some people have collected ashtrays from, say, restaurants or taverns, bars, and so on. Another thing that's a little hard to do today. Well, you can collect these. They're sugar packets. A lot of people still have those with their company or their restaurant imprinted on there. Actually, I know someone who probably has 200 of those things, not just from St. Louis, from all over the world. So if you're looking for something to collect, if you're wondering, go ahead and do it. Now, the concept of artificial intelligence has been around for at least since... Now, you're going to think I'm going to say recently. It's not recently, not 1989, but the concept was written in 1889 in a story by a gentleman named William Grove. The story was called, and this is scary, The Wreck of the World. he was not too high on what might happen with something that would develop into artificial intelligence. Isaac Asimov, Philip K. Dick, William Gibson, and many, many other novelists have written about AI. And the conception of AI actually appeared on one of my favorite radio series from a long time ago called X-1 on a different network. That was on NBC. It had been preceded by Dimension X. Sort of like the radio version of the Twilight Zone or One Step Beyond. In one episode of X-1 in particular, it's episode number 51 from May 8th, 1956, and it's called The Seventh Order. And if you want to hear it, it's on that pervasive but much-loved AI device, maybe one sitting near you, Alexa. I don't know if I said that word. I hope your creature didn't start. It's listed, though, not as number 50, but 51. It's on Alexa's number 50. But spoiler alert, on the program, the outcome for humans is not so good at all. Well, yeah, I mean, going through newspapers, finding, thought, you know, there ought to be a couple articles about AI. Now, I've got in front of me a stack of papers. I only brought a portion, maybe about a fourth of the ones I found in the last couple of weeks. I refer to a lot of people who might be listening right now, like the Beatles. AI has helped make the Beatles' final record. I am sure that's going to be sold for a lot of money. So it's a brand, technically a brand new Beatles song. It's worth, if you haven't read about it, it's worth reading about to find out how it was done, how they captured John Lennon's voice and then done something that was never released before. Well, here's another article that can be of interest to a lot of people. Nurses are clashing with AI over patient care. New technology can take on routine tasks, it says, but AI can also make mistakes. What does that say? Monica. It says Monica. That means Monica Adams is right here. So rather than telling you more about these newspaper articles, let's visit with Monica right now. Hey, Monica, did you finish your brunch?
We just got here.
Oh, no. Wait, it's a late brunch. Where are you? What are you going
to... Well, we actually decided to go out to Cottleville, and then we decided to drive over to Chandler Hill Vineyard.
So
We've been all over the place today.
Chandler Hill, you've been there a lot of times.
I have, but we were actually trying to go to my friend Chuck's place, which is Defiance Ridge, but they were so packed, my husband said no.
A lot of places are packed today. Well, good. Well, we wouldn't hold you up too much.
No, not at all.
Now, chances are, for our listeners, I'm just saying, hey, Monica Adams is here. Some people might say, well, that's nice. Who is she? Related to John Adams? I don't know. Monica, for most of you, you will know her from many years on radio and on Channel 2 and on Channel 5. And oh, Jordan Palmer sends his best regards as well.
So, I love Jordan. I miss working with him.
Oh, I bet. I miss those days. And he said those days that we were working together at Channel 5, he and I were like 30 years ago. That's incredible. So now I understand you now have your own studio. You're not at Channel 5 anymore. So what are you doing? What's your studio used for? Where is the studio?
Yeah, I left Channel 5 on January 2nd and launched my brand, which actually you had me on a handful of months ago. And we talked about the Real Monica Adams LLC, which is media. It's wellness, life coaching, personal training. I do a bunch of motivational speaking and being booked in other states. So it's really been an incredible transition for me. The studio launched just a week and a half ago. We launched the podcast back on March 1st, but I was doing it from my house and then doing it from Kirkwood, where I personal train on Wednesdays and Fridays. But we launched the actual studio, a Monday, almost 2 weeks ago. It'll be 2 weeks tomorrow. It's in University City. University Club Towers. Club Towers.
The big, tall building right there across from the gallery. And you're way up toward the top.
We are. We're on the 17th floor. So there's a lot of other media from Outreach Studios. They do a lot of work. Rob with Outreach is incredible. So we're talking about collaborating on some stuff. But I wanted my own. So instead of, he's like, oh, you could use the studios here, which I know a lot of people have done. But I just wanted to start from scratch. We ended up finding a location on the 17th floor, and my videographer is in the space right next to me, so it makes it really easy for him to run the show in the adjacent space.
What did you have to do as far as equipment and soundproofing and changing the layout up there?
Because when we went in, it was just like some really old, ugly carpeting, and the radiator was all chipped up, and the walls were just like, just white. We ended up, my husband actually did the sound baffling, so it's not too bad, though, Johnny, because at 7 o'clock in the morning when I do my show live, there's not a lot of people in the building. Uh-huh. But when I'm recording anything, we wanted to make sure that we had some sound baffling on the walls. And so my husband did that. He built all those for me, which was awesome. And then we have some beautiful furniture, but the most incredible thing, I don't know if you've seen the pictures, but we have palm trees in the set.
I've heard
there's
about
palm
that.
Palm trees in my studio.
those are not AI palm trees. Those are real palm trees.
And you know what, Johnny? That's so funny that you say that, because I wanted nothing in my studio that was fake at all. Because somebody was saying, oh, I'm going to bring some flowers. And I said, but are they real? And they're like, oh, no, they're plastic. And I said, nope, nothing fake. Everything about this show, everything about what we want to give back, and everything that's on the set has to be real. So real flowers, real palm trees.
Ah, that's great, great, great. It takes a lot of work and a lot of time. And you mentioned you're going to do a show tomorrow. Now, this is not an early morning show like you used to do. What time do you have to get up when you were on Channel 2 and 5 doing those reports in the morning?
So for 30 years, even when I was at WIL, I actually was probably more around 2:30, and I would get in at 3:45. And then with Channel 2, I would think it was, around about the same, because I didn't actually start until right before 5 o'clock. But at Channel 5, it was 1:30 in the morning, which is crazy. I do not miss that. I don't miss that early call at all.
I bet not.
No, I'm getting up now about 4:30.
Oh, well, that's still early. Now, you mentioned a show you're doing. What is the show?
So Monday through Friday, I do the show at 7 a.m., and it's live. So I know that a lot of people always knew me to be live, whether it was TV or whether it was radio, so I wanted to continue that. So it's not a podcast that's recorded, and then you only get a chance to hear it once a week. I'm live every morning at 7 a.m., either from this new studios on Mondays and Tuesdays, or on Wednesday and Friday, I go live, we call it Mobile Monica, from Kirkwood, where I do my personal training. It's at Mark Anthony's in Kirkwood. And then on Thursday, I'm still at the house. So we have a set at the house also.
Oh, my goodness. Now, how do people see this?
So it's been on Facebook. We actually had 1 million reach that we had about 2 weeks ago. I couldn't believe it. I know. The numbers are amazing. So they've been watching for the last 3.5 months on Facebook, and then we launched it on YouTube. So You can see it live at 7 a.m. Or if people are like, oh, I'm not up that early, the great thing is when the show is over, then right away you can watch it in the middle of the day or the afternoon or the evening, whenever is best for you. And then three weeks ago, we started on all the podcast platforms. So iHeartRadio, Spotify, you know, Apple iTunes, wherever you listen to your podcast, we drop a show once a week on Thursday mornings.
Now, let's say on YouTube, if you wanted to go to YouTube, how do you find the show? What do you do?
The Real Monica Adams. Everything about the brand is The Real Monica Adams. So on YouTube, it would be youtube.com/TheRealMonicaAdams. And then on Facebook, it's the same thing. You just look for Monica Adams Journalist, because my personal page is on there, but I don't go live from my personal page. So if you're on Facebook, you just go Monica Adams and look for it to say Monica Adams Journalist. And that's where we, on every day, it's YouTube and Facebook, and it streams live at 7 a.m.
Now, as I recall, you said something about a show tomorrow that is about artificial intelligence.
And so it was ironic that you were going to talk to me about that. And I said, well, that's actually what I had a viewer probably a month ago said, Monica, I really would love for you to talk about artificial intelligence. And I said, wait till we get into the studio. I want to have a guest on with me. I'll talk about my feelings on it. But Dr. Richard Lehman with the U.S. Center for Sports Medicine in Kirkwood, he's coming on and we're going to talk about how it's affecting the medical field.
Oh, good. And it certainly is. And it's not just getting started, but I think it's got a long way to go. A lot of things are going to happen.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we just got done with church and the whole sermon. Pretty much he was talking about artificial intelligence and the way technology is going. And, you know, again, I know there's obviously pluses to technology, but it's also, I mean, when you asked me to come on and talk, and I said, I will, just from my own experience and from what I'm hearing around me. And a lot of it is, the people are scared. It's the unknown. You get scared by the unknown.
Of course.
It is what's taking over. I mean, I just remember, let's go back to just grocery stores when the self-checkout lane started. All I thought of right away was that it was taking people's jobs. And I look at it back. Like, there's this phenomenal technology, and we always have to be on the cutting edge of everything. But I just find that we're going to go so far that it just eliminates so many aspects of tradition. You know, and then that's one of the things that the preacher brought up, and he said, what's it going to do to the gospel? What's it going to do to ordinary churches? Everybody can just get on their phone. And I know a lot of people do watch their sermons and their services from home right now, but is it going to turn into that? Are you going to lose the community tie?
I wonder. I'm just looking at an article I clipped from, I guess it was the Wall Street Journal, AI church service is going on, and then this was one from Germany. And it's getting mixed reviews, so I'm sure people are going to be doing that. But do you think that maybe, conversely, people might turn more to religion because of what's going on with artificial intelligence?
It could, and I think you find, I mean, you're raised one way, and maybe gives you an opportunity without having to travel and go into churches all over. Maybe it gives you an opportunity to try different ones. Maybe you do connect with something. I mean, yes, there's always going to be the devil's advocate side, the plus side, the minus side. You know, what's the best for you? You'll find it on your own. But I was telling my husband, I thought it was ironic that I went into this place to grab something healthy to eat really quick, and it had a little kiosk, and it was rewarding you for ordering through the kiosk. Oh. And I thought, well, you're being rewarded from the technology aspect. So if you have the rewards program, you actually get bonus rewards if you order through the kiosk instead of ordering through the person. And my husband said, I will forever want to order from a person. And I said, right, same thing. We go out to dinner, and they bring this, and they set it down at your table. And my husband's like, what's this? He said it to the waitress. And she's like, oh, that's how you pay. And he's like, I can't pay you. And she goes, no, you got to pay that way. And so it's just all of that, that from a traditionalist, which my husband is, that he doesn't like it. And I said, well, he's behind in the technology realm right now anyway, because he refuses. He just wants things to stay stationary. And I said, it's not going to happen. Life is moving so fast. As you know, people call it the it society, Johnny. So it's the immediate it, right?
Yeah,
we want everything immediate.
That's true.
And that's my only fear.
Well, it's a big fear, and it's a valid fear, I think. Well, there's no way we're going to do much of anything about it as it's growing more like, I mean, it's phenomenally all the time. I wanted to ask you about your programs. Do people have to pay a fee to see these programs on Facebook, YouTube? No,
not at all. No, that's... We are talking in the future about, would we want to have a subscription base, like if there's the show after the show, the continuation, you know, when the mics go off, but then it becomes, oh, well, let's flip them back on for the VIP. So my videographers and my team, they're thinking about some extra content that we would maybe provide, which is possible. But right now, no, it is just like, you know, flipping on the TV or flipping on the radio. It's free. It's all about positivity, the balance of life that we all need, the mental side, the physical side, the emotional, soulful, spiritual side, all the things that I've done in my wellness career with regards to fitness and life coaching, which I've done for years. I took it all and thought, let's do this for the general public. Mm-hmm. So it's, you know, available to them. And then if they want to go deeper besides that show, then I life coach on Thursday nights, and it's a class I've opened up to the public, and they can drop in for a one time, or they could do it for the month. And then my personal training, same thing. My personal training can be where someone just, you know, pays per session, or they devote themselves to a monthly thing. But the shows themselves are free on Facebook and YouTube, and like I said, on wherever they get their podcasts.
Oh, well, yeah, you ought to buy your own radio station, Monica. Thank you. 24
well,
hours a
you
day.
You know what? Exactly. You know, the funny thing is, it's almost a year next month, or in just a couple weeks, from when I was in Cabo San Lucas, and I think I told you the story that my dad, who has been gone since I was 24, came to me really, really powerfully and said, "Darling, I need you to be ready like you've never been ready in your life." And boy, has he not been 100% correct, that everything that's played itself out has just been absolutely remarkable, because I think I finally had clarity of everything I was ever told in the last 10 years. Monica, don't you realize you're your own brand? You're your own brand, Monica. You're your own brand. And I would hear it, and I really mm-hmm. wasn't grasping it until it was time to grasp it. And I've always lived my life that things happen exactly in the time frame that they're supposed to if you just embrace it. And I embraced it and held on, and I'm very excited. There's some people that have come in my life in the last week that are wanting to take it even bigger.
Right.
We have a big thing on Friday that, Yeah, it could be like seminars that are all over the world. And I would love that. I really, truly believe that when I had my massive blood clot when I was 19, that I'm very faith-based, that I believe that God kept me here for a greater purpose. And I just want to be able to give him what he wants me to do while I'm here.
Yeah, that's what great philosophy. What about a future for radio? Radio, television, newspapers, magazines, do you think they're going to survive?
I always would hope so, because as you and I always feel, it's the tradition of it all. I've always said, and I still do, by the way, I have friends that go, you still listen to radio? And I said, I absolutely do. I will always support, because it's my roots. It's where, sure. Where I came from. I get in the car, I listen to WIL, I listen to The Bull. Today we were listening to Casey Kasem's Countdown on KLOU. So I don't hook up my smartphone and listen to a playlist. I will take my phone out by the pool and I'll listen to SiriusXM. So I do support the future of where we're going, but I don't ever want to forget the roots. I would hope that there's always a place for it.
Yeah, I hope so.
Television, I don't know. I mean, television just, and that's one of the things I saw nearing the end before I left Channel 5, the numbers were just tanking as far as ratings are concerned. And, you know, and everywhere I went, people are telling me, oh gosh, yeah, nobody watches the news anymore. And I said, well, what the heck am I getting up at 1:30 in the morning for? Like, no one's watching. And you would look at the numbers, and sure enough, it was showing that. And then I started researching and realizing that podcasting and YouTube shows are a multi-billion-dollar industry. And that's what people are watching and listening to. And they're bypassing the tradition that we've always known.
No, that's true. And it seems to be happening more and more. And maybe even no AM radio in cars, possibly. Maybe that'll...
Right.
Some people have wanted that to end right away. Well,
right.
Are you concerned that AI can really outsmart human intelligence and maybe do away with humans altogether?
You know, I don't know what it's to come, but one of the things I told you that I think is the greatest thing that we all have to be more present, be more aware of, is that, yes, it can be beneficial, but it also can be extremely dangerous. Just when we think about things that are hacking and we think of people being taken advantage of and their identity being lost, one of the things I told you, and I think it's one of the biggest takeaways from anybody that's listening to us right now, is if you do not have a safe word with your family, today I hope is the day that you choose to say, hey, Johnny and Monica, we're talking about this. We have to pick a safe word, because I told you the story about a grandma that was called, and she heard the voice of what she thought was her granddaughter, because they had, you know, that the intelligence that's out there right now is able to take, even you and I talking right now, they're
sure.
able to take this and then spin it together and make it sound like this granddaughter calling her grandma, crying, upset, and needing her grandma to give this technology wherever they're saying it needs to go to, this money. And she was scared and ready to do it because obviously she would do anything for her grandchild, and then had something in her gut say, this doesn't seem right. And she called her granddaughter's phone. The granddaughter was sitting in her room, and she's like, what are you talking about, Grandma? I'm in my room. Oh. And so she realized that she was able to bypass it. But I'll tell you firsthand, when you called me to ask me to be on the show, I had just emceed an event with a woman that I just dearly love, and I could tell that something was wrong with her. We come to find out that she was just taken for $800,000.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, so it's these, yeah, oh. So this is a real thing, and there's an FBI investigation going on. So, yes, this is the part that scares me, Johnny, is that they're so good at what they're doing, and then it's the technology that they're able to use to get people to give away their money. It seems so real. That's the scary part. So I think right now they're telling people, if you have a safe word, there's no way that they would know that. And that's how you get around it. So I think, I just got a chill when I said that. I think that's the biggest takeaway right now, and who knows where we're going, but that's something that people need to be thinking about, that's how you have your safety.
Monica, thank you very much for talking with us today. I appreciate it. Let's do it again. Keep in touch.
I would love it. I love you, my dear friend.
Thank you. You too. Enjoy your brunch.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, bye-bye. Nice of Monica to talk about all the stuff that she's doing. And I would love to go. I've got to go see her studio with real palm trees inside the 17th floor of the University Club Tower. AI. Well, there have been many AI evildoers, as Monica was just referring to. And they've been in fiction initially, the Cylons on Battlestar Galactica, which the Cylons started on that when the show began in 1978. The Matrix, Agent Smith, on which he or it first appeared, was in 1999. And I think maybe the scariest of them all was HAL 9000 in 2001, A Space Odyssey. That movie played here at the Martin Cinerama Theater in Lindell in early 1968. That theater became the Translux Cinerama that year. And if you've never seen that movie, well, 2001 A Space Odyssey, to me, A Space Odyssey is a must-see, and I don't think you're going to be very happy with HAL. We'll be back. We've got more in the next hour. We're going to be talking to Suzanne Corbett about food and food history and restaurants of the past. And we'll also talk to Peter Mayer, a former White House correspondent for CBS and NBC and the Mutual Broadcasting System. All of that at your service. This is Johnny Rabbit, and this is KMOX.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.